All right. Goblins cash, liquidity, DeFi. Let's dive right in, shall we? This Smart Scout thing they've got going on, color me intrigued. It's like they're handing you a crystal ball for DeFi, and who doesn't want one of those?
Yeah, Smart Scout definitely caught my eye too. It really seems like Goblins Cash is trying to give users more information, more control, especially when it comes to managing risk. But before we get ahead of ourselves, maybe we should take a step back for a second. For anyone listening who's maybe not as familiar with Goblins Cash, let's start with the basics.
You're right. Always got to set the stage. So Goblins Cash, for someone who's maybe just dipping their toes into the DeFi waters, what's the quick pitch? Why Goblins Cash over any of the other players out there?
I think the simplest way to put it is Goblins Cash is all about control. You're not just along for the ride. You actually get to like set specific price ranges for your tokens, really try to maximize those returns.
Okay, stop right there. Before we go full DeFi guru, let's make sure everyone listening is on the same page here. When we talk about adding liquidity on Goblins Cash, what are we actually doing?
So at its core, you're lending your tokens, right?
Yeah.
Adding them to a pool that other users can then trade against. And every time someone makes a trade using that pool, it generates a little fee, a piece of which goes to you.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like becoming a mini decentralized exchange, just a little slice of the action every time someone makes a swap.
Exactly. You
Yeah.
got it.
Okay. Starting to feel like a Wall Street whiz over here. But I'm guessing it's not quite as simple as throwing your tokens into any random pool and just like kicking back and watching the magic happen.
Well, not quite. The guide you shared actually does a good job of highlighting some of the things to consider, starting with choosing your token pair. It's not something to jump into blindly. They use the example of TVL total value locked, which is basically the total value of all the assets already in a specific pool.
Right, PVL makes sense. Higher TVL. Generally speaking, more people trust that pool, kind of like a store with a ton of inventory, right?
Exactly.
But I think you mentioned this earlier, there's always got to be some level of due diligence, right? What else, besides just a big flashy PVL number, should we be looking at when we're trying to size up a pool?
You're absolutely right, high PVL. It's a good sign, sure,
Yeah.
but it's not the whole picture. You really want to understand why a pool has high TVL. Is it like genuine interest in the project, or is there something else maybe artificially inflating that number? That's where the research comes in. Got to use your brain a little bit.
Okay, so don't be blinded by the shiny TVL. Got it. Do your homework, understand the project, make sure the hype is actually well justified. Now, I think the guide also mentioned something about trading volume being important too.
100%, yeah. Trading volume essentially tells you how active a particular pool is. Think of it like, I don't know, like setting up a lemonade stand. Do you want to be on a busy street corner with tons of foot traffic or like tucked away on a quiet side street? You want the busy street corner. You want that high trading volume because it means more people are swapping those tokens, which means more fees being generated.
So we've got our high TVL, our high trading volume. Sounds like we're well on our way to building like the ultimate Goblins Cash pool picking checklist. What else should we be adding to this thing?
All right, so once you've got those boxes checked, Goblins Cash actually throws in another layer of, well, I guess you could call it strategy, with their fee tiers. It's their way of letting you kind of fine-tune how much risk you're comfortable with, how much reward you're aiming for, that kind of thing.
Fee tiers. Okay, now you've got my attention. Break it down for me. How does this whole fee tier system work on Goblins Cash?
So usually you're going to see like three main tiers, 0.05%, 0.3%, and then 1%. You can almost think of them as like different levels of, I don't know, like risk and reward. So that 0.05%, that might be your more like established, stable pair, lower returns, but maybe a bit more consistent. And then you jump up to that 1% tier, and well, that's where things can get a little more interesting. You're usually talking about like newer tokens, maybe a bit more volatile. The potential rewards are higher, but obviously so are the risks.
Ah, yes, the classic high risk, high reward dilemma just playing out in the world of DeFi. So let's say I'm feeling a little adventurous and I find a token pair with that 1% fee tier that I really believe in long term, even if it's a bit volatile right now, might be worth taking a shot, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, and this is a big but, you got to be okay with the fact that those tokens, they might take a bit of a dip. They might even like belly flop for a little bit, just like we were talking about with TVL. Understand the project, understand the potential, and don't let those big shiny fees cloud your judgment.
Words to live by in the DeFi jungle, that's for sure. Now, there was this other part of the Goblins Cash guide that really caught my eye, this whole idea of setting a specific price range for your liquidity. That seems like where Goblins Cash really tries to set itself apart, give you, the user, even more control.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely one of the things that makes them stand out. Instead of just providing liquidity across like the entire price spectrum, you get to narrow it down a little bit, set a range where you think the price of a token is going to stay, at least for a certain period of time.
Okay, so let's say I'm feeling really bullish on a specific token, right? Instead of just adding it to the pool and crossing my fingers, I can be like, all right, I think this token, it's going to hang out between like $50 and $60 for the next week, so I'm only going to provide liquidity within that range. What's the benefit of playing it that way?
It all comes down to maximizing those returns, really. If the price of that token stays within that range you set, you're going to earn a bigger chunk of those trading fees compared to if you just like spread your liquidity across the entire price spectrum.
Interesting. So it's almost like laser focusing your efforts.
Yeah.
You're concentrating your liquidity where you think it'll have the biggest impact. But what happens if, my prediction is a little off, what happens if that token like breaks out of that range I was so carefully set?
And that, my friend, is where we have to start talking about impermanent loss. It's something every liquidity provider really needs to understand, especially on a platform like Goblin's Cash, where you're setting those more specific price ranges.
Impermanent loss. Okay, that
Okay.
doesn't sound great. Please tell me it's not as bad as it sounds.
Don't worry, don't worry. It's not the end of the world, and it's definitely manageable if you know what you're doing. Let me give you a scenario, all right? Imagine you're providing liquidity to, let's say, an ETH USDC pool. Yeah. And all of a sudden, the price of ETH just like plummets. What happens is you might end up with more ETH, less USDC, right? So you're experiencing a loss, at least temporarily, compared to if you had just held on to those assets in your wallet.
Ah, okay. So it's like my liquidity position is getting, I don't know, like skewed because of those price movements.
Exactly. And it's called impermanent because if the price of ETH in this case goes back up to where it was or even higher, you can actually recover those losses. But I think the key takeaway here is that the tighter that price range you set on Goblin's Cash, and remember, tighter range, higher potential rewards, right? But it also means that if the market decides to do a little dance outside of your predicted zone, well, you're going to feel those effects of impermanent loss a bit more.
Okay, so concentrated liquidity, it's powerful, but you really got to be on top of your game. You got to be best friends with impermanent loss. But hey, that's what all this research is for, right? Speaking of, you mentioned earlier that Goblin's Cash has this tool, Smart Scout. I feel like this could be the key to keeping my sanity intact in the DeFi world.
Yeah, absolutely. Think of Smart Scout like, I don't know, like that friend who always gives it to you straight, especially when it comes to your DeFi moves. Especially if you're planning on like really diving into those tight price ranges on Goblin's Cash. It basically gives you these real-time insights into your positions, tracks your earnings, that kind of thing. But it'll also like monitor those price fluctuations and can even send you alerts if it looks like you're heading towards, well, you know, impermanent loss territory.
Okay, so Smart Scout, it's my early warning system, my profit calculator, my DeFi therapist, all rolled into one. Sign me up. But I have a feeling that even with the best tools, the best strategies,
Yeah.
active management is still key here, right? It's not like I could just set it and forget it like those, traditional investments.
Nope. You got it. You can have all the fancy platforms, the most amazing token pairs, but the DeFi world, it's always changing, which honestly is part of what makes it so exciting. But it also means you got to stay informed. You got to actually like look at your positions and be ready to adjust your strategy depending on what's happening.
Gotcha. So consider me a DeFi gardener, carefully tending to my little crypto portfolio. All right, before we wrap up our Goblin's Cash deep dive here, I'm curious, how does this all fit into the bigger DeFi picture? It seems like they're taking these like core concepts, but putting their own little spin on things.
Yeah. I think the really interesting thing about Goblin's Cash is that they're kind of pushing those boundaries, you know? Like features like concentrated liquidity, tools like Smart Scout, they're really trying to give users more control, more transparency, which is huge, especially in a space that can sometimes feel a little bit like the Wild West, you know?
Like they're paving a path through the Wild West,
Yeah.
trying to guide you toward those DeFi treasures, but giving you the tools to, navigate the dangers along the way.
Exactly. I think they're not just creating a platform, but like a community of like informed users, which is really what it's all about in the long run, right?
Love that. A community of informed users. And speaking of, for anyone listening who's ready to jump into the world of Goblin's Cash, what token pair are you most interested in and why? That's something to think about. Maybe it's one with like a crazy high APY, or maybe it's one that aligns with like a project you really believe in. This has been awesome, but for now, remember, fortune favors the well-informed.